and welcome to the D2 Sports Show, where I bring knowledge and insight to the wonderful world of sports. And I am your host, the Coach.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for joining me here at the D2 Sports Show. It's your wonderful boy, Coach Don. And today, I know you all been waiting because free agency started on Sunday. And I know my Lakers have made the news. And so we're going to get right into it. But before I jump into it and give you my thoughts and comments, first of all, As I always do, I would like everybody to go to my Facebook page, which is the D2 Sports Podcast. Hit the like button and also the follow, whatever you have to do on there so you can keep up with the show. Also, go to my website, which is www.d2sports27, also the number two on d2.com. And when you go there, scroll all the way down, sign up for the free newsletter so you can also keep up with the latest and greatest of the coach. I'm on Twitter at d2sports27, and I'm also on LinkedIn if you're on there. Again, go to the search, type in D2 Sports Podcast and follow me there. So keep up with me and please go out and do that and share it with everyone else. So with that being said, let's jump right into the show. Let me see if my boy Roosevelt is on the line. Roosevelt, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing good.
Good. So you've been waiting for this moment too?
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go on and give the people what they want. So just to fill everybody in, the last podcast that I did with Roosevelt, we were talking about why the Lakers shouldn't pick up LeBron James. Now, let me say this as a disclaimer, so all of y'all don't get the wrong idea. LeBron James, pound for pound, is the best basketball player right now in the NBA. Let me say that again. LeBron James is the best basketball player right now in the NBA for what he has done and what he has been able to accomplish throughout his career that is still going. This man, he never hardly misses any games just to take time off, which a lot of players do, like the rest. And this man, he is an awesome player. But the only bad thing, it has nothing to do with his championships, is just that he's getting up in age for an athlete. He's already going in his mid-30s. And usually athletes, I don't care what sport that they're playing, they usually start breaking down around this time. So that was the main reason that I did not want LA to sign LeBron James, because I know he can't give us much more, is where I'm going at. Now, if he happens to do that, then, hey, good for us, good for him. But anyway, that was my whole reasoning. So don't take it as I'm just LeBron bashing. So we had went in and we had gave some examples of why we didn't want LeBron James to sign with the Lakers. And guess what? Sunday morning comes along and I'll be damned. I look over there, turn it on ESPN early in the morning. The Lakers signed LeBron James to a four-year, $153 million deal. All right, Roosevelt. So once that happened, I'm going to let you go first on your thoughts of LeBron James being signed, and then I'll chime in. Can you turn your TV down?
TV?
Yeah, because I can hear it.
Ain't no TV off.
Okay. Well, I heard something. Now it's quiet. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Of course, we had talked about it before. You're right about they shouldn't sign LeBron because of the age. But, and I personally had to take a second look at it.
Okay.
I personally thought, you know, with all of this one individual carrying on, that he wanted to be a Laker. To me, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
After they got shafted by him, because I think he would have been a better option.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, he didn't want to be a Laker.
Right.
And that's where I look at it. And then to me, the best signing would be LeBron James after that. Because this guy, I think they was all in on Paul George, but look what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and he gave him the you know what. So what's the best, next best thing out there for this year? Own it. Make him go get some more next year. It was him, because I was looking at more Paul George as well. But it didn't happen. Paul George stiffed him. So I now, like I said, we didn't agree at first, but I kind of like it now. To get LeBron's because of the Paul George saga. Evidently, we already said, George didn't want to be a leader. He didn't want to come in there and be a leader of a young team.
Right.
Evidently, even though I'll say this, I think this really wasn't a basketball move for LeBron. It was pretty much a business move, but he's a leader. I'm going to give him that. He's going to come in. He's coming in there with all these young guys and say, I'm still going to lead you guys. And I'm going to be the number one. Was Paul George ever going to, will he ever be a number one?
Right.
You know, and the way he went about business, it showed me then that I don't think he wanted to be a number one. You know, because, you know, the Lakers was going to give him the money that Oklahoma gave him. But to me, he wanted to be second fiddle behind Westbrook.
Yeah.
So was he really not a good fit and wanted to be the guy? I thought he did, but evidently he didn't.
Right.
So I'm going to give him a little credit. I know, man, like me, you said, no, we didn't think LeBron's because of his age, but hey, the guy that we wanted, shafted. Put a big one. So I know they might have a championship team. We all know that. Ain't no doubt about that.
Right.
But they could be in that top eight, even just with that one guy, if he stays healthy. They can be in the top eight. I mean, not a championship team. I already know that.
Right.
So, yeah, we were all in on George until then. Find out that he goes to a party and he didn't even talk to the Lakers.
Right.
After all of that commotion that he followed up by leaving Indiana.
Right.
And then when given the opportunity, you slap him in the face.
That is true, and that's something that I totally forgot about, Roosevelt, that you bring up. That's a valid point because, I mean, Magic Johnson, we got fined twice for over $500,000 because it was something dealing with Paul George. You know, hey, you talked to him too early. You did this, you did that, or you was over here talking to his parents and all this stuff. Yeah. You was sitting by him, so... You making up a good valid point that I didn't even think about.
You're right though.
Yeah. So. And what I was now here's the thing with me on why here's one of the main reasons why I know one I explained was LeBron's age, but the next thing was hijacking the salary cap thing. Now, I know the Lakers don't mind and they don't care about paying luxury taxes and things like this. But if the Lakers were going to pursue two, I will say, grade A players, then they, you know, like you said, they should have went after Paul George and Boogie's cousins. And that was one of my main points that I was going to go after because, one, just like you saw with Oklahoma City, Paul George didn't even sign for that much money. And, of course, part of that is because Oklahoma, you know, was a winning team. I'm not going to say a championship team, but I'm going to say they are a winning team. And of course, it's a second fiddle contract. But I think the Lakers could have got away with signing Paul George, maybe for a little bit less money. And because of Boogie Cousins, with him having that Achilles injury this past year and him not being able to go on day one, they would have been able to sign him to a smaller, you know, it would have been a lot of money, but it would have been a smaller deal, a 1 to 2 year deal. And that way you're not hijacked. And then it's a possibility that you can go out and sign a high B player, a high B grade player. You know what I mean?
Right. Yep.
And that
sounds great.
Go ahead.
But I said, yeah, that would have been the ideal thing, but
right.
Who was the catalyst in this stuff? That's all I'm gonna say. Who was the catalyst in this? It was Paul George.
Right.
You know, he was gonna take the conversation from the Lakers.
Yeah.
And you're right. They probably could have signed him for cheaper, and that's probably true, but he didn't want that.
Right.
And, you know, and that's the part that You know, I wanted George like a lot of people did, but when he had the opportunity, coach, he failed him.
And you're right. And I don't know, you know, just saying, I don't know what kind of attempt that Magic Johnson was making to talk to Paul George, because I know from what we see on the TV and stuff, and we're not there at the actual office. I mean, was there even an attempt to get Paul George to come out there through all this stuff? I mean, because it seems to me, and again, I'm just going off speculation. This is not totally true. It seems to me the effort was more, let's go get LeBron. I mean, you know, back during the when they played the Lakers during the season, the Cleveland Cavaliers, you know, people were putting up signs at the airport. They was greeting them and they were doing this. Now, Paul George, when they played the Lakers in L.A., you know, nothing really happened except the crowd just cheered for him when his name was announced or he made a basket during the game. But to me, the push to go after LeBron was just all out to me. And it could have been, I'm not saying this happening, it could have been that, hey, maybe Magic was kind of like, okay, yeah, Paul, okay, yeah, do what you want to do. You know, go talk to Oklahoma City. Because remember, as they said, now the key thing they said on ESPN, they said Paul George was in L.A. He was there at home. And it was Sam Presti and Russell Westbrook who flown out there to come and get him to come back to OKC to the party. You see what I'm saying? And so that was the little key thing right there, is that OKC went out their way to try to get him to come and sign. What did Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka do in that situation to try to get him to sign? Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson was more or less going after LeBron. And see, the same thing with Boogie Cousins. Boogie Cousins met with the Lakers. The Lakers must just flop, blew him off, because he ended up signing with Golden State for a $5 million deal. Go ahead.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true, but now I'm gonna have to pick up for Magic. Maybe in the back of Magic's mind, Boogie probably wasn't even in this equation. That, wait a minute, I know I'm getting George because the writing's there. He said he wanted to come here, like you said, with all the tampering. I'm gonna go in and get my two guys now, and go in and lock it up.
Uh huh.
That could have been the thinking in my mind too. Is like, yeah, I'm gonna get LeBron, but I already got George.
Okay.
Because of what of the things that he said he wanted to do.
Uh huh.
So, was there some maneuvering to get him, but George threw it out there.
Right.
That he wanted to go home. He threw it out there.
That's right.
Lakers, he's a free agent. He had a chance. They could have signed both of them.
Right.
They could have signed both.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like, I think we got George, you know, because he was adamant he wanted to be a Laker. Mm-hmm. Let's go get him a running mate.
Okay.
We can get both of them.
Okay.
We can grab both of them now. Yeah, I agree with what you're saying about the everything with LeBron's, but they think it might have been. We got George because he said 1 year he's going to come home and play.
Okay.
I don't know what changed his mind. That's where I know it's different opinions.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know.
Okay, that's feasible. Okay, so now moving on from there, okay, they signed LeBron. So, like you said, I kind of threw my Boy, I can't even speak today. I kind of threw my temper tantrum and moved on for the day. And later on, I come back. I look at SportsCenter again. Then I go on there and I see that the Lakers signed JaVale McGee and Lance Stephenson. And yeah, about this time, I know you're laughing. I was about ready to run through a wall. I was so mad. I was like, what in the hell? You know, because like you said, I kind of like, okay, LeBron is not that bad. You know, maybe he's got a good 3 years in the tank, you know,
right.
And he will get us to the playoffs. We're not going to win a championship because you know what Golden State just did, but and they're in our division. We're not going to win the Pacific Division either, but LeBron will get us to the playoffs. He will. We will have a winning record. He will get that part. Yep. So when I saw this signing of, I think it was first, it was JaVale McGee. And at first I wasn't too mad because I was like, okay, he'll be a backup bench player.
Yeah.
And then when I saw Lance Stephenson, I thought, what the F, you know, in my head, because just to let the audience know right now, okay, Lance Stephenson averaged 9 points a game, 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Okay. JaVale McGee, who hardly didn't play this year, averaged 5 points a game and 3 rebounds. Now, unless these guys are coming off the bench, if they're coming off the bench, okay, fine. I understand. If the philosophy is changing in LA where they're just going to be defense, I understand. And then they turn around the next day, the next morning I get up and they sign Rajon Rondo. And I said, I'll be God, you know what? And, you know, for people out there, Rajon Rondo was averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds and 8 assists. Now, the reason why I'm giving you the stats of these guys, because we drafted a rookie last year by the name of Lonzo Ball, who everybody was watching because of his dad's mouth. And Lonzo Ball, I don't even think the kid played 40 games. I don't even think he played half the season, but he averaged 10 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 or 8 assists. And he didn't even hardly play, and he's a rookie, and everybody made fun of him talking about he can't shoot. So my point I'm getting at, Lonzo Ball, younger guy, can't shoot, rookie, averaged better stats than the three guys that we went out and picked up who are veterans. Yeah. And so, again, it goes back to that question that we talked about in the last podcast. You went out, you got LeBron. If you're going to start Lonzo Ball at the point guard, what the hell is he going to do? Because you just went out and got three, not one, not two, three ball-dominant players. Because Lance Stephens, he's the same way. He's got to have the ball in his hands. He's got to bring the ball up. He's got to be running the offense for him to get involved. Other than that, you ain't going to get a damn thing out of him. But, maybe he'll foul out, punch somebody, or do something stupid. That's all you're going to get out of him. Huh?
You punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, or blow on somebody's ear or something. That's all you're going to get out of him. So what do you think about that?
Okay, this is my take, is pretty much what you said. When they got LeBron, I'm thinking, okay, this is me. I know Boogie was hurt. I understand that. Mm-hmm. I know they didn't want to give the big money. I understand that. But to not to talk to him,
right?
Which I was reading something today,
yeah.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Very ridiculous.
Now I'll tell you. I thought when they got McGee, that was like, oh, like you said, it's a backup.
Yeah.
They need to go get Boogie right now.
Right.
And he ain't got to play in January or February if that's what they want, because I think McGee can hold it down.
Right.
You know?
Right.
He already got LeBron. So I'm thinking, my whole idea was, oh, here come Cousins. I know they didn't cut. And then the next thing you know, you have reports that the Lakers really didn't even make a push. You know who they was making a push for?
Who?
Which was dumb. They was making a push for Capella, who was a restricted free agent.
What the? Don't make me cuss, but keep going.
They were. He's in L.A. They trying to get him away from Houston. And Houston already done told the Lakers, whatever you give him, we're going to match it.
Right.
Let Boogie walk.
Boogie
walk.
Wow.
That's what's going on right now. And I'm with you on all those things you just said there. It's like, okay, you got LeBron. You need to go. At that point, Magic could have been done. You said he wanted two big free agents, right?
Yeah.
He could have been done. He didn't have to worry about free agency next year. He could have been done this year.
Right.
He has the opportunity to be done with his two big guys and put people around him.
Right.
But he didn't. Now they're in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
You got one. You got one. Where's that second one going to come from? It ain't George. You know, it ain't. Might not be Boogie now, but I'm not just talking about this year.
Right.
They did not.
Right.
But I'm going to say this with Boogie. Boogie put it out there. He said, oh, no teams want it. Was giving him an offer. Now, New Orleans did that, but then I guess he just wanted out of New Orleans.
Right.
Evidently.
Right.
New Orleans did. But no other teams gave him an offer.
Right.
And he's sitting there in Las Vegas. He went out on the balcony and said, I'm going to call Golden State. And Myers or whatever that GM, like, yes. But you have to play for $5 million now. Don't you know if the Lakers would have offered him $12 million, he probably would have took it over five.
That's where I'm going. And see, just like you saying, Chief, think about this. Let me throw this out here to the Laker fans, too. We gave Brooke Lopez 20-plus million for 1 year. You couldn't
exactly.
give Boogie 20 million for 1 year? On a one-year deal just to see if his Achilles would have held up? And then you could have said, hey, we're going to bring you in the office and sign you long term. And just like you said, there was no damn attempt by Magic. And I'm sorry, I love Magic Johnson. I'm always talking about Magic, this and that. But I still feel in my heart, just after was LeBron. And they did not make an attempt to go after, because like you said, I'm pretty damn sure. Now, Golden State was able to get him cheap because what they have to offer, they say, look, we already got three championships in the last 4 years and we're pushing for number four. You will help us definitely tip it over. So of course they have the latest championships on the ring. But the Lakers could have went out there and said, look, Boogie, we're gonna offer you a 1 year deal, like you said, Roosevelt, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 mil. We're gonna offer you a 1 year deal to see how that Achilles is doing. And if that Achilles is up, huh?
You ain't got to come back to January.
Right. And if that Achilles holds up, you playing good, you almost back to your regular form, hey, bam.
We're
going to bring you in the office. Hey, we'll give you a 4 year close to a max deal or whatever. Plus, you can help mentor and mold these teams. These players. I'm saying teams. But
go ahead. And I'm telling you now, LeBron's smart. LeBron, probably in the back of his mind, like I said, this is more of a business decision for him.
Right.
I know in the back of LeBron's mind, he's probably thinking, what the hell is Magic doing?
Right.
I came and I like the young guys, but you had an opportunity there. And I'm getting tired of this what's this boy name? I'm getting tired of this Leonard stuff.
Yeah.
That the Lakers are throwing out there. You know, that should have been on the background. The big thing out there should have been Boogie Cousins to go with. What's his name to go with?
LeBron. Yeah.
Because if Leonard's going to be, either he's going to be a Paul George or he's going to be true, you can get Leonard next year if he's going to be true to what he's saying. And
right.
Now you got all three of them. And now you got all three.
Right.
And you go from there.
But
now,
see,
I'm going to say this about Golden State.
Go ahead.
And some people, and with Golden State, this really wasn't, I'm going to have to say it now, this wasn't a basketball move by Golden State. I'm going to tell you what I think this is. This was a move, was a calculated move. Like, okay, we got our team coming back except JaVale McGee. They put David West in the middle.
Right.
I can get a Boogie cover for 5 minutes. He ain't got to play for April. Guess what I'm doing? I'm keeping him away from my Western Conference contenders.
It's
making it easier on them. Keeping them away, I'm going to give you a team.
Uh-huh.
I'm keeping them away from the team that took them seven. I'm keeping them away from Houston. I'm keeping them away from guys like teams like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, I got you now.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think this is calculated. Like, hey, we don't have a center. We don't want to play against this guy. We'll put him with us. I don't care if he don't play that.
Well, and think about this too, Chief. think about this too, Roosevelt. Just like you saying, I mean, really, you know, to be honest and not knocking them down, Houston, Capella wasn't giving Golden State problems when they played them in the playoffs. And it wasn't Capella. But just like you said, it was a, it was still a calculated move, because just as me and you talked off the show, offline, and what we said, because we thought the Warriors should have went after who? Who's a good center still? Dwight Howard. Yeah. Yep. And we was like, could you imagine? But the Warriors did even better. They said, hey, we'll go ahead and get this Boogie Cousin. And shoot, that puts them way above the echelon, because guess what? The only team in the West that I see now that will be a problem, you know, because they play good defense, was Utah with Rudy Gobert in the middle. Yeah. And with them getting better with Donovan Mitchell and those younger guys, now the Golden State is like, ha-ha. And like you said, I totally agree. Total smart, calculated move by them, because you just added an arsenal that's going to open up a man who can pass, a big man who can rebound, a big man who can score, shoot from the outside. That's just another arsenal in a tool belt.
And they only pay $5 million for it.
Yeah, you only pay $5 million. And like I said, they do have the latest championships. That was some attraction there. But yeah, Boogie will go in there now and they can just tear up. So the only thing Golden State has to do is just hope that the guys off the bench, Cook, Bell, Looney, like you said, if they still got David West or Pachulia, just hope that these guys get better, a little bit better, step up their bench play, and we're going to be crowning them again next June.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a given.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah, especially Boogie comes back in February and he's helping. Now, Boogie is going to have to take a secondary role, but that's okay. I'm pretty sure.
No, he's good with that. But see, there's gonna be times in the game where Golden State, and I know Steve Kerr, he's pretty sharp, he's a smart guy, where he's gonna give Boogie his opportunities on offense. He's gonna have plenty. Yeah, he's gonna have plenty, because with all those screens and rolls and them running a form of the triangle offense, he's gonna get touches under the goal. And as a matter of fact, it may be even easier for Boogie, because he may just get a lot of layups. He's going to get, he's going to, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. There's going to be a lot of games where Boogie is going to be 8-for-10 or 9-for-9 or something like that, with like 12 rebounds and 2 or 3 blocks, you know.
That's all they need.
Because while people are going to be worried about shooting from the outside, because Steph Curry and those guys, they can pass the ball. Draymond can pass the ball. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that's what I think, Coach. I think you agree with me. That was a calculated move.
Yeah, very calculated.
I'm wrong.
Very
calculated. I'm wrong, but that was calculated. That was a calculated move.
Nobody wanted to talk to this guy because they're still thinking of his attitude. Now, and hey, like you said, he made the phone call. They said, come on up. So, okay, so now, so now moving on, another reason why I was upset about the LeBron thing, because again, you kind of mentioned it earlier, is that by bringing LeBron on, LeBron is going to kind of pick his people that he want around him, his veterans, and that's going to destroy the young chemistry that we had, the young guys that we were building with Julius Randle, Kyle Kuzman, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram, those guys, Lonzo Ball. Now that young chemistry goes out the window, because again, here we go again. Now, not only did I say Lonzo Ball, he's out of the picture now, but guess who else is out of the picture? Brandon Ingram, who plays the three. LeBron plays the three, even though LeBron is the point forward. And LeBron plays like 40 something minutes a game. So guess what? Now, what do you do with Brandon Ingram? You gonna give him 6 or 7 minutes a game?
Well, actually, I guess what they already talked about, they're going to see LeBron might, on defense, he might be playing the four.
Oh, boy.
Hmm?
I said, oh, boy.
So they don't have a four. Yeah, they don't have a four.
Right, because you got rid of Randle, so that but you see what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying as far as what you had brewing, and I wanted LA to do just like Boston and Philadelphia. I wanted us to have a young core that is grooming for the future. Sure, it's okay for LeBron to be there, but if you're gonna take away from any of those young guys that I just named a moment ago, then we're doing something wrong. We're doing something wrong because now the team is going to be dependent on LeBron.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. You know, but you know, I know LeBron's can still play. I understand that, but maybe they'll get better playing with him. I don't know.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you've already eliminated two of your guys because the three position is gone already. You know, Brandon Ingram's time is gone. You need minutes to get better. It's just like anything else you do. You need time and minutes to get better, to improve. Lonzo Ball is gone because the main thing that Lonzo Ball can do is pass the ball and run the offense. Right.
LeBron don't have the ball.
Exactly. So you've eliminated two players right there.
Yeah. More news is, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say they eliminated one. You definitely eliminated ball.
Well, you eliminated Ingram, too, because like I said, LeBron is going to be.
I don't know about Ingram.
And the reason why is because LeBron, as I just said, he plays a lot of minutes. And as I said in the beginning of the show, LeBron, he's in hell of a shape and he loves to play and he's going to be out there, you know.
So whose minutes he's going to take?
Who? Brandon Ingram's. That's what I'm saying.
Why?
Because Brandon Ingram, as I just said before, Brandon Ingram is the three.
Yeah, but not according to what Luke Walton just said.
And what did Luke say? What source is this?
The source said LeBron is going to play the four.
You said on defense he's going to guard the four.
Yeah, but you can still have Ingram on the floor at the three.
Yeah, but then
LeBron's going to have the ball in his hand.
No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, what happens when you play a bigger team like your San Antonio's, your Utah's? When you play a team that has a bigger front line, you going to Carmelo Anthony LeBron?
They ain't got no choice. They don't have a four.
Right. So, okay. So now. So now you're going to ask a man who's in his mid-30s to go down, play a more stronger position. Yeah, you know, that will work. LeBron could play the four like when they play like Golden State or somebody without Boogie. But I'm talking about these other teams that have a bigger front line. Boston, Indiana, all these other teams. And you're going to have guys on the when they get the ball on the offensive end, beat up on LeBron, you're going to send him down on the box to post up and get beat up down there to guard a four because you don't have a four.
That's true. Okay. I totally agree with you there. But the brother is bigger. He might be not as tall as the 6'11", but he's bigger. They think there's muscle in there. They're going to have to shoot over him. I don't know if they can muscle him down.
But think about it.
I know what you're saying.
But think about it. Okay, let's think about it here in basketball. If the guys are out there on the wing, like I said, with Golden State, I could see them doing that when he plays against Draymond Green, because him and Draymond Green probably about the same size. And Draymond Green is not going to go down and post up on the block. But when you say he's playing the four on defense, that means when they play San Antonio, he's going to be against Aldridge. And
yeah,
I know what you're saying, but see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. When you got height, and like I said, you can't just totally stop the man from going down to the block. You're going to have to make physical contact. Then when that team makes a basket or miss a shot, you telling LeBron to get the rebound. You telling him to dribble up court and make something happen on offense. Hell, he going to be dog ass tired. You keep posting him up, posting him up, posting him up, posting him up. Whether the guy misses or not, that body, that physicalness of him banging down low, you're going to eventually wear it down.
Yeah. It will. I'm not saying it won't.
Yeah. You're going to wear it down.
It will.
Yeah.
And
you're right. Yeah. I mean, for a minute there, LeBron will be able to hold his own, but you're going to wear it down. And then you're going to have another Carmelo Anthony. LeBron, his shot's going to start falling short because he's going to be tired. He's going to be weaker. So
that's true. But I don't really know if maybe three guys that might can do that to him. That.
Who?
That's powerful.
Who?
I don't know the three. Anthony Davis.
No, but see, you're talking about. But see, what you're talking about, Chi, you're talking about guys who can score over him. My point, is.
What about backing down? Backing in.
Yeah, but I'm saying any guy can back him in because they move around on the court. He can't just hold the guy and say, hey, I'm going to hold you out here at the 3-point line so you don't run down. My point that I'm making is that it's not so much that they can hit a shot over him. What I'm saying is, if I'm the other team and I know LeBron is guarding my four, telling my four to be physical with him down low, whether you get the ball, whether you make the shot or not. I'm telling him, go down there and lean on him, put your body on him and bump up against him the whole time he's down there. And making him, just like what you said, Chief, and making LeBron having to use his strength to keep you from backing him down. Because the more strength he use on that defensive end, the more it's going to make him tired when he needs to do what he needs to do. Because LeBron is not that great of an outside shooter. So I'm going to wear him out. I'm going to be screening him down there in the paint. I'm going to be bumping him, rubbing up against him, everything.
Well, they got no option.
No, I know. But see, that's why I said what the F when Magic Johnson did what he did. That chain reaction, again, when they signed LeBron, they were like, okay, we got to let go of Julius Randle. And we got to let this go because they were after LeBron. And that's the point I'm getting at is because that chain reaction, now you're in a domino effect. See, the dominoes are falling right now because I was going to get to another thing with the Lakers. While we on that, just moving on to another subject. Again, you sign LeBron James, you sign Lance Stephenson, you sign Rajon Rondo. Now, what do you think's going to happen when Luke Walton try to go and tell one of them guys something? See, nobody's thinking about that.
Yeah, that locker room.
That's right. No, but I'm talking about Luke Walton himself. Now he's in trouble. He's jeopardized.
Yeah.
He's jeopardized for an ass whooping in every practice right now. Because guess what? LeBron don't like being told what to do by a coach. He's going to be trying to tell them what to do. Lance Stephenson, you think if he go out there and do something stupid, you think Luke Walton going to run up in his face?
Now with Stevens really, all he's doing is holding down a roster spot.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
They ain't signed him yet. I don't know if they signed him.
This guy, they did sign him.
Yeah, but still, they can let him go. I think they put him on some mid-level thing.
Yeah.
He ain't suspended.
And then Rajon Rondo.
Rondo, yeah.
What are you going to do? What type of offense you going to run? And as I said earlier, all three of these guys are ball dominant. Because Rondo can't shoot from the outside. Stevenson can't shoot from the outside. And if you tell these guys to do something off the ball, they're not going to be that productive. They need the ball in their hands.
Well, that's matching them predicament right there. You're right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If I'm LeBron, I don't think this team got any better by getting it.
That's what I'm saying. And again, I know, just like you said, maybe George stiffed us. Maybe we didn't. Or maybe, like you said, Magic and them just sat back thinking that, oh, yeah, he's going to show up any minute now. They probably was waiting there at the facility like, dang, anybody seen Paul George? Anybody seen Paul George? And then they turned on the TV and saw that Paul George said, I'm staying. And that's what I'm saying. That's the whole reason why I'm saying signing LeBron James. Again, LeBron is a great player. I think he's going to finish either first, tied, or second as the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. And he will be a Hall of Famer, great player. But when they signed him, I knew it was just going to let off this chain reaction where we would not be able to do what we need to do. And then we're going to end up with a makeshift team. And what is a makeshift team? It's going to be a team just like it was down there in Miami when LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh and them all agreed together. Because the role players that they had around them was just awful. I mean, let's be real. They were just B and C players that they had around them. And then they signed in people like Greg Oden to come back and help them.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but once again, I have a problem with the signing now because not LeBron, nobody else is coming.
Right, and you know what?
And what Magic said.
I'm finna get to that in a moment on how Magic sold us out. You know what? And me personally, I can't speak for everybody. I would have been fine with that. I would have been fine with us not getting anybody and still having the young guys come out and develop. Because to me, Magic, it seems like when Magic went to Brandon Ingram, told him to step his game up, Brandon Ingram stepped his game up. When he went to Julius Randle and told him to play bully ball and step up, he stepped up. So the young guys...
Yeah, they did.
Huh?
Yeah, they did, but here we go, Gunn. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this before, Gunn. Magic don't produce, Magic out.
Oh,
Magic,
of course.
That he couldn't let a big fish like that get away to say to keep my job. And we already know that.
Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Just sticking with those young guys.
Well, here was the thing that we had discussed before. It wasn't so much that he wouldn't have kept his job. It was what was Magic's whole intention? Does he plan to be there for a long term or is he planning to be there for a short term? And that week leading up to free agency, he came out and he told the press when he was smiling and told the press, if I can't draw nobody here, I'm going to step down, you know, by next year. And so when he said that, I was like, God dang it. Don't tell me he's going to sell us out. And for the people out there that's listening, basically, when he said that, he said, I don't know what was discussed between him and Jenny, but he basically said, hey, to me, I'm not going to mess around with the Lakers no more. If I have to tear this team up to get somebody in here just to win, and I'm gone. So Magic Magic basically said, I want to be in this position less than 5 years, and I want to go on about my business.
Yep, pretty much.
And that's how he's acting. And that's how he's acting, because he went out and did what he did. Huh?
That's pretty much the way it went.
Yep. That's what I was saying. That's what I was taking for, is that, is he here to say, hey, we're going to build this team and be here for the long term so we could have a longer dynasty, just like your Boston is doing, just like what your Philadelphia is doing, just like what your Utah is doing. But oh no, Magic said, no, I am here just for a couple of more years and I'm gone.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You saw that.
Yeah.
If they don't want to be like the other teams,
right?
Deal with the young guys,
right?
America wants to win now,
right? For some damn odd reason.
Yeah, they want to be in the playoffs now.
And
the reason why, Don, you know, Laker fans or people out there in L.A., they ain't touched the playoffs since 2012. It's been almost 6 years. And Magic come in there and say, well, I'm going to get you the free agent. You go deal with it from there.
Yeah, basically what he said. And
that's
so
what he's telling.
And so my thing is that now here we go again. You got LeBron. Here is one of my negatives for LeBron. LeBron, his whole career, what hasn't he had? Hello? What hasn't he had? What's the only thing he has never had since he's played? And I don't think he wants it.
Who is that?
LeBron James.
What is it?
He's never had a good coach. And I don't think he wants a good coach, because he wants to dictate and run everything. I will say that's the drawback of LeBron. He does not want a good coach. And so with Luke Walton there, you know how I feel about Luke Walton. You know what I've been saying. I mean, LA was a perfect fit for him, because Luke Walton, he doesn't have the disciplinary, you know, he doesn't have that voice, that loud commanding voice at times. You don't need it all the time, but you need it sometimes to make your players wake up and in some situations and let them know how critical things are. So
LeBron has that. No, we know that.
Yeah. And so with Luke Walton there, that's another problem, is, as I said earlier, how are you going to control this team now?
Well, you're right, but to me, I ain't one coach out there like that.
Who's that?
Pop.
No.
Ain't no more out there. LeBron can control everybody else.
No. There's more out there.
Who else?
Rick Adelman.
All the old boys are gone.
Who?
All the old guys are gone.
There's a Mark Jackson. There's a Rick Adelman. There's a...
No. I'm talking about, but they're not coaching. I'm talking about the guys coaching now.
No, I know. But my point is Luke Walton the man that can guide this team? That's where I'm going.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You know.
That's all I'm saying.
No, he's not. He's just going to be on the sideline.
Exactly. And you know, so it's just like, hey, he going to be on the sideline. He going to call timeout. And he going to either hand the clipboard over to LeBron or Rajon Rondo or Lance Stephenson and hope not to get punched.
That's all. Yeah.
No,
he ain't got no.
So that's all I'm coming from on that. So with.
And to me, if I'm wrong, I would feel shafted. Y'all do all of this without me. You put all these personalities.
Right. That's where I'm going. And that's my point. I'm glad you said that. I left that one little piece out. Mm-hmm. Magic and Pelinka making these moves, They ain't telling Juan nothing.
Nope.
He ain't in. He ain't in the discussion. Hey, this is what we need. Nope. This is what we need to do. No.
Nope.
Yeah.
He not. They're telling him what you're gonna deal with.
Exactly. Exactly.
But I don't know.
So
no, I think he might be out of there.
Well, they're gonna have to, because you're gonna need a good coach to come out of that Western Conference, and especially with Chris Paul staying with Houston, you're gonna have to need a good coach. I'm sorry, you're not getting out of there with. I know Luke Walton is young, and he's got a good career ahead of him, but he's not ready yet. He's not ready. Say what?
And his daughter telling that. Don't take that Laker job.
Yeah, he is not ready. He is not ready yet. He's probably like 5 or 6 years too early right now. He is not ready. And
if he hired him, I thought it was stupid, because what did he do? He coached for a half a season because Kerr was, but them boys already knew what was going on. He didn't even have to call timeout when he was doing that.
Exactly.
While he's been as assistant all of his life, he ain't never led nothing.
Right.
You know, to me, you should have went to college for at least something and came back.
Right.
Not to jump right to the fire in L.A. That's, like your dad has said, you didn't want him to do it because that's a big fire to jump in.
Yeah.
Well,
you know who hired him. You know it was Chipmunk and Jim Buss that did that shit.
Yeah. So he was above his head anyway.
Exactly.
If you ask me.
Exactly.
He actually did Golden State to warrant him going to coach organization like the Lakers.
Right. And
he wouldn't warrant that job. Come on, man.
Right. And now it's even, like you said, it's even far more above his head now because he's got LeBron in him to deal with. And that's why I said earlier, you think he going to go over there and tell LeBron something? Yeah, we're going to see how that goes over.
Because he ain't Phil Jackson where he could tell Mike and Kobe him something, because Phil had that back, and like you said, that years of experience.
Yeah. And so,
that's for sure.
That's right. And so,
he ain't Jackson Popovich and people like that. I agree with you.
Yeah. He does not have that, and he's not going to be able to coach my team. So basically, with all this being said, here's what I want to say. For right now, I cannot be the diehard Laker fan that I've been for 35 plus years, no more. I got to be a spectator right now. I got to look and see what's happening. Because another thought, when they picked up Lance Stephenson, JaVale McGee, Rajon Rondo, I was thinking too, I say, what the Lakers might be doing is they might be trying to get some veterans on that team to try to package a deal for San Antonio to try to get Kawhi Leonard. And that way they won't have to give away all their young players. But then I thought about it. I said, San Antonio ain't that stupid, because regardless of what veterans they pick up, they probably like, no, we want the young players. We want the young developing guys.
Here we go. We about to get off them. I'll tell you now.
Right.
I think they're going to get two of them.
Right.
I think Magic's going to pull that trigger. He's probably going to get Ingram and Hart on a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
I think Magic's going to pull that trigger on them two.
Ingram and Hart, and see that will be tearing up the team even more.
Ingram, Hart, and a first rounder.
Okay. And who do you think is on the radar?
Leonard.
Yeah. So they're going to, like you said, they're going to tear the team up even more than what they have.
Well, turn it up.
Say what?
I don't think that's turned it up by them two, but you can't get rid of all of them.
Well, I think it is because again, as I said before, if you look at what's going on, okay, and like we said before, you look at Boston. Boston is looking at this thing. They like, look at the position we're in. And especially now that LeBron has left the East, Boston is like, hey, we at the top of the food chain. And we got younger guys that still developing, haven't even hit their prime. So just like Golden State, they can be dominant for a while. And the same way with Philadelphia. Philadelphia, if this Markelle Fultz kid come through and can ball, and that gives Simmons enough time to develop a little mid-range jumper or something, they're going to be dominant for a long time. You know, you look at the Utah. But see, the Lakers here, you were on the right track because you had the younger guys developing. But now you're going to have to go and get rid of all of them, which means when this thing don't work out with LeBron, you're going to have to start from scratch again.
You're going to have to start. LeBron's got 4 years.
right. There you go.
So they got 4 years to get it right. But I'm going to say this. I know what you're saying. A healthy Kawhi, I'll take him over England and Josh Hart any day of the week, of the year, of the universe. Because he can play that. Come on now, Dylan. Kawhi with him too, I'll take that any day of the year. And I'm sure Magic would too.
I'm not arguing. My point is,
and Kawhi is young too now.
I know Kawhi is kind of young, but see, as I told you before, Kawhi's thing is too mysterious to me. It's too mysterious.
Yeah.
Because one, what if he really is hurt? What if his leg is really fucked up? And see, that's something we don't know because it kept getting deflected. The situation kept getting deflected. Oh, no. Well, the guys, he don't say anything. And people coming out saying this and saying that. So Kawhi is kind of a mystery. I'm not saying he's not a good player. I'm saying he's too much of a damn mystery. You don't know what the hell's going on with Kawhi right now mentally. But all I'm saying is, If you went in the draft, which we know nowadays the draft is like almost garbage, but I honestly thought last year the Lakers, we picked up three good players out of the draft. And then you add that along with the other two guys that were drafted by Chipmunk, which was Julius Randle and Brandon Ingram. And what I'm saying is these guys show potential that they could improve. Now, I wouldn't be saying this. I wouldn't have no hard feelings if they went to Julius Randle and told him to improve and he didn't and he couldn't improve. His stats stayed the same. I wouldn't be saying this if they didn't go to Brandon Ingram and ask him to pick up his game and he couldn't pick up his game and he stayed the same. Like you said, I would have no problem with them getting rid of those guys. But since those guys did show improvement, since they did show some promise, when the thing was on the line, they showed that, then it's like, hey, let's keep going. Let's add to this instead of subtracting is all I'm getting at. Because I'm sure Boston ain't going to just get rid of no Jason Tatum for a bag of potato chips or some unknown. Like I said, if a guy got an unknown injury or something like that, that's all I'm getting at.
Well, you got to take a picture with the Lakers before they do.
Right. But see, even when he goes to take that physical, the Lakers going to have to go ahead and release somebody at the time. That's all I'm getting at. And that's all I'm saying is that.
That's a risk. It's a risk.
Yeah. It's just that I don't know personally. Is he really damn hurt? Or is it just because he didn't want to be with the Spurs? Don't know.
Nobody knows.
And then, so if he didn't want to be with the Spurs and he did what he did, then number two is what happens? He comes out to L.A., he gets with LeBron, and he gets mad about something. Is he going to pull the same stunt? See? Is he going to say, oh, I'm hurt, or my ankle fucked up, or my
you're exactly right on this, but they ain't looking at it like we are.
No, I know they're not looking at it like we are. My point is, I know they're not looking at it like we are. My point is, and I'm just stating my opinion on how I feel about Kawhi Leonard right now. That's all I was just doing. I was just stating that if I'm the GM or if I'm Magic Johnson, I'm looking at it like, hey, what's the deal on this guy? You know, what's the real deal?
No, I ain't talking about Leonard. I'm talking about with the young guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, and see the same thing. That's what I'm saying. That's even better, because if I'm the GM or operations manager, whoever the fuck, and I went, that's the example I was given. If I went to these guys, talked to them face to face, hey, I want you to average 16 points and 10 rebounds, Julius Randle, this year. And he does that. What I'm saying is, that showed me he has potential to get better. You see, you kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree, but I totally agree with that. But Lakers ain't in that wait mode like these other teams are. Evidently not. They're not in that wait and see mode. They don't know how long down the line that this gonna happen, which I wish they would, but they're not in that mode. That's the only reason why they got LeBron. We want to be in the playoffs next year.
Right, and I agree with that. I agree. That's the whole conversation. That's the whole conversation we've been discussing is what you just said. Is just, and like I said, all I'm just saying is, if it's me personally, a Kawhi or any player that did what he's doing, I would be skeptical about trading him. Now, had Kawhi played most of the season and he just got hurt maybe towards the end or something like that, and he got shut down for the season, okay, like you said, then maybe I would be in talks with the Spurs about trying to pull a trade. But for him to only play 9 games and sit on the sideline, and, you know, because for a while I thought he was really hurt. And then when all this other shit started coming out about what was going on, then I'm kind of like, oh, shit, you know, and especially if you got a Rondo and a Lance Stevenson on your team already, you know, you're just like, oh,
I agree.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. That's all I was saying. And
I ain't saying Spurs going to do it, but Spurs going to have to do something.
Right. Exactly. Because the Spurs and you made it right, because now I don't even think the Spurs want him there no more. I don't think they want him there. But unlike our Lakers, they're gonna be smart about what they do. They're gonna make sure they get some benefit out of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna be smart about it, because really, as I told you before offline, you think about it, the cards are in the Spurs' hand. The cards are in their hand right now. I mean, whether people know it or not, I think the Spurs still got the cards in their hand. Yeah, Kawhi Leonard, he can come up here and he can say, "Well, shit, I just won't play." I mean, Pop's fine with that.
No, he can't do that. I found that out. He can't do that.
Who?
Kawhi.
What?
You can't say I'm not going to play. You can't do that. Something in the collective bargaining thing. No, he can't do that.
Right. Well, whatever goes down. No, that's cool. I'm not arguing that. But
because what they said was in the collective bargaining, if he tried to pull that stunt, then the Spurs still have the rights to him next year. He won't be able to play with nobody.
Oh, okay.
He'll be done. And that's in collective bargaining. He'll have to play.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So now that can't happen.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. But regardless of the fact of what happens, all I'm saying is the Spurs, I still think, got the cards in their hand, in their favor.
In a way, yeah. It's getting really iffy on them, though. Because you're supposed to be this great organization. That's all I'm saying, Doc. You let one man tear up your organization.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to have this great coach and everything.
Right.
You let this one man tear up this great organization. Where, have some ball. That's all I'm going to say. Didn't Cleveland have some ball?
Yeah.
They're talking about a great organization. Cleveland is a, what they like to call it, has beens or whatever, that man put, he said, Kyrie, you put that crap out there, I'm going to let you go.
Right.
Did he not? He put it out there, didn't he?
Yep.
But here, and this one I'm getting with San Antonio, you know it's going to be a cancer. I know you're trying to get what you can, but you're really sucking, you know what, right now. Because how can you keep him in on your team and he's already going to be at that? If he's not, you know what they're doing with him. I ain't going to say it again, my mother law down there. But no, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I totally agree.
You're going to be this great organization.
Right.
That you're going to just move on. That's what I'm getting at with the Spurs. I don't want to hear about this great organization stuff no more when you let one man dictate your whole team.
Well, that's true. That's true, because they scared. And as you said before, and we're not going to go into too much detail, but as you said before, they scared of a rebuild.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They scared of a rebuild. And if once Kawhi Leonard is out of there, he's, like you said, they're pretty much in rebuild mode.
Because and when he's out, he's out next year.
Yeah, because the team that they have, the team that they have, is not going to come. I mean, they'll make it to the playoffs, but they'll probably be down there with us in the lower four.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because by keeping them, you still ain't going to win no championship, and you just sit there sucking this dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's yeah. No, doing. No,
you
I are, totally get it.
You're just great.
Right.
Get him out of there.
Right.
Don't mess with him. Get him out.
Right. Well, so go ahead.
To me, if he's that much of a headache, give me 2 first rounds and get this council out of here. I can go without him.
Right. Right. Because you made the playoffs. You made the playoffs without him.
Without him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
you ain't winning the championship with him.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I'm all right. So I don't know what San Antonio doing, thinking they're going to get out. And if I'm all these teams now, I'm like, I'm not giving you nothing.
Right.
I'm going to give you what I want to give you.
Right.
Because you think you're going to get all this for this one guy? I know this guy wants the hell out of there. You're going to turn down your $219 million. You're going to still keep him on your team? That's your problem.
Right.
We'll give you a few now and call it a day.
Right. All right.
That's
so,
what I look at.
So with that being said, this show is going on too long. We're getting off track here. So
you got me away from my dinner.
Yeah, well, you done got away from the Lakers. We were talking about them. But anyway, with that being said, I'd like to thank everybody for listening. And we had to give you a long show because I know it's been a while. So hopefully you appreciate this. And stay tuned and keep listening to the D2 Sports Show. And as I said in the beginning of the show, you can follow me on Facebook, D2 Sports Podcast. Just type it in. Click the like and follow. And then also you can go to the website at www.d2sports27.com. And then I'm on Twitter at d2sports27. And then you can also find me on LinkedIn at D2 Sports Podcast. So with that being said, I hope everybody enjoy the rest of your week. Take care and have a great day. Peace.